You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the March 10th show. It's a great day to talk money. That's why I'm here. That's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. Or go online to themoneyhour.com to ask any questions or get connected with the guests that I have in studio today. And right now in studio, Vincent Humphrey with Humphrey and Associates, how to save money on lawyers. Vincent, thank you so much for coming back and joining me in studio.
So good to see you, Tina.
Always excited to see what topic we're going to talk about. So saving money is really good, especially if you can learn how to save money when it comes to hiring an attorney.
Absolutely.
So a little bit about Vincent. Vincent Humphrey is an attorney at Humphrey and Associates PLLC, which focuses on family law and civil litigation. His passion is bringing justice and clarity to those in need. His experiences allow him to work well in many different situations, and his service first mentally allows him to break past the toughest scenarios. Vincent holds a Juris Doctorate degree from the University of Idaho College of Law and a Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Washington. Woo woo!
Go Dawgs.
He has advised executives from Future 100 companies, as well as working with women and men and women at local grocery stores. So he does works with a little bit of everybody. Vincent participates in a variety of legal organizations in King County, where he mentors other lawyers and is interested in helping good people going through tough situations. And I've had Vincent in studio quite a few times, and he is my representation when it comes to law. And I was really excited to see a little update on the bio here. And congratulations. Vincent was just selected by Super Lawyers as Rising Star from the state of Washington, a designation that no more than 2.5% of attorneys can get. And that's why you're here, Vincent, because you're the best of the best. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So to start out our time together, what sorts of issues continue to come up in your practice that can help my listeners save some money?
Yeah. And, you know, I think we did a show like this, similar to this, about 2 years ago. And one of the big ones is being afraid. I think that's one of the things that we see really almost on a daily basis, is people being afraid, and which is natural. And then also following that up is just not being prepared. And so one of the things that I'd say in regards to both of those scenarios is, with the fear, we try to overcome that even in our initial consultation by knowledge. And I think that's one of the things that will probably come up in our talk today. But having good, solid knowledge, and knowledge that you can trust, which is hard, especially if you don't have a direct referral to an attorney or really any other professional. As you know, it's always best to have kind of that warm referral or trade-off before just picking up the phone. And I don't think anybody uses the phone book anymore, so we'll say a Google search and just trying to find a good attorney for you. And as to preparedness, those are also things that I think we'll dive into as well, because having a little bit of preparation prior to, even though, like I said, we had talked about this years previously, it's still one of those things that continues to come up. And so I think a little refresher is always good.
Awesome. So if you were served legal papers, let's talk about being scared, afraid. Uncertainty would be a big one. What things could you do to help the situation initially, Vincent?
Yeah. And what I'll say is, I mean, we primarily do family law, but I think law in general, if you get served with papers, I don't know, I won't say you, because I'm sure you'd give me a call and say, Vincent,
I definitely would be calling you. Yes, let's hope it doesn't happen. But I love supporting your business, but I'd rather do it in this platform.
Sure, sure. So I would say the first thing is getting organized. And that might seem very basic, but it is so true. To have your papers, make sure you have, if it says page 1 of 10, make sure you have all 10 pages. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times people come to our office and I've got pages 1, 5, and 3, and I don't know why I picked prime numbers, but anyway. And I ask, well, where's the rest of it? Is this in the car? I left it at home. Yeah. And it's very difficult, on top of already being afraid and trying to get good, solid legal advice. Well, make sure you have all of your documentation. And let's move beyond that. Let's say, okay, yep, I can check that box. I have it all. What do you mean? Is there something else I should do? Well, have it organized. I have others that come and they've got a box, or they've got a folder, and they just kind of shake it out on the table in front of me and say, okay. Now, I can sort through that and put page one of this one here, page two of that one there. But again, if you're paying for that hour or that half hour or 2 hours or however much time you have with the attorney, you want to get as much out of that as you can. So saying, all right, here are the documents. I went online. I can see online. I can look at my docket. And that's another thing you can do.
Uh-huh.
It says there are 30 things. Here they all are in a binder, which is great. I have questions about 1 and 10 and 11. I don't understand them. That's a great place to start, and I would be so happy and thrilled if my clients did that or potential clients came with that level of organization. So if you're listening to this, it doesn't matter if it's a family law situation, if it's a real estate situation, tax situation.
Mm-hmm.
When you go, being prepared or having that just basic organization signifies a lot to the attorney. A, that you're taking your own case seriously.
Yes.
I recently encountered some things where I wanted it more than my client, and that's never a good position to be in. To say, look, if this is your situation, you want to be engaged. So.
Makes total sense. And I know what you're saying about the asset statements, because same thing doing mortgages, that they leave pages out and it just doesn't work when you're trying to get a loan. So if you want to save money, make it easy on your attorney so that you've got everything the first time around. And, you know, I like what you said, if there, you know, the things that you have questions about, maybe just highlight those so you can easily get to that. It's going to make it easier because it's all about saving time for that, that rate fee.
Yes.
So what about how many copies of documents should you have?
Yeah. And this is a good thing, especially with TV or movies.
Uh-huh.
I can tell the listeners right now that one of the things that you should know is that whatever you are giving to the court, the other side needs that. This is not, I don't know, hit different demographics, right? So this isn't Perry Mason or Ally McBeal or the show Suits. I think I hit on enough there.
Yeah.
So what you want to know is, because it is not that, if you are giving something to the court, the other side or the other attorney, they also need a copy. And so understanding that you need a copy for yourself, and sometimes it's actually good to have two copies for yourself, one that you have just for organization, and we can call that kind of your own personal record, and then another that you might want to write on or make notes or other things. And so having, we'll call it a sloppy copy for yourself is great. But in addition to that, knowing that the court needs a copy as well as the other side needs a copy. And one of the other things too is judges' copies. And so then...
So what are the judges? What are the judges' copies?
Right. And so a lot of people don't know about judges' copies. They think, well, I gave it to the court and I've got my copy and the other side has a copy. Isn't that enough? Actually, no. In a lot of cases, the judge specifically, they need their own copy.
Huh.
And so I can say that in King County, I don't think I've ever said that here on this show, but it comes up all the time where the judge actually acts kind of separate than the court in that they want their own copies as well. And if you don't do that, you could say, well, yeah, I gave it to the other side. I filed it up with a clerk.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't have a copy? And the judge will look and say, no. You didn't give me a copy.
So would you suggest that so when you're preparing all your documents, you make all your copies and your multiple copies, and, you know, this one is for my attorney and for the prosecuting attorney, this one's for the judge, and then if they give them to you as their attorney, do you distribute them out, or how is those documents getting distributed?
And that's a little bit of the secret sauce, right? The Wizard of Oz, what goes on in our offices, but that is some of the work that we
Google
do.
Google Drive? Just give everybody access to
that,
but
right?
I guess it doesn't
right?
work like that.
Not
go
yet.
Ahead. So how
Not
do you
yet.
Distribute them?
And so, I mean, there's ways that we do it depending on who the other attorney is. We
uh-huh.
A lot of times we actually do it electronically. So we have a
yeah.
system that we do that. And a lot of times clients don't know. They're just like, okay, I showed up to court and it all worked.
Sure.
Well, no, what we did was we filed it with the court.
Yep.
We gave the other side a copy and we gave a copy to the judge. And, oh, yeah, here's a copy for you as well.
Got it.
We did it. And it's not only just copies. They've all got deadlines and all sorts of other things as well. They have to be done a certain way.
Yeah.
And so a good, competent attorney is aware of all of those rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they just take that all off the table for you. So
yeah.
even before you go to court, all of this is happening in the background, things, again, that you would probably just take for granted. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I showed up, and yeah, they have my papers.
Yeah. So we're talking about saving money. I mean, if you're saving money, hiring an attorney that's going to make sure everything's getting done the way it's supposed
right.
to, so you're not going to end up getting that big fine or going to jail or whatever that case may be.
Or showing
be
up to court and the judge says, I don't have
exactly.
anything.
Like, yeah,
what?
That would be a really bad deal. So, Vincent, let's get even more basic, because we kind of got to break it down here. Are there some ground level things if you are just simply overwhelmed and don't know where to start?
Right.
Because I'd imagine just the idea of having something like this happen would just put you in that space. You know, I just, I'm overwhelmed and I have no idea what to do, even from the basic.
Right. And we were just talking about copies, like, oh my gosh, I had a copy. All right, basic things. I would say some quick things you should do initially. Do a basic Google search.
Uh-huh.
Educate yourself, and I would say start there, especially with the terms and, let's say, the legal documents that you might have been served with, ex parte, motion for temporary restraining order. I mean, I could go on and on with different terms. What does that mean? What does that mean to me? Read through your documents, and to the things you don't understand, Google it. Start there. So that way you know, well, it says petition, it says summary judgment, it says this. Understand at least basically what those are versus going to an attorney and just saying, hey, can you tell me?
Because then that's going to cost you money.
It will. And you still may not know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And if it's not a comfortable situation, you might not feel comfortable saying, I know I just paid you, but I still don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I would say do that in a 30-minute to maybe an hour crash course, educating yourself in an environment that you feel comfortable with. Maybe you leave your house. Maybe you go to a Starbucks or a library to get that information. But I would say going from that base of knowledge versus just going blindly and saying, all right, take it. Because it's your case. It's your life.
Exactly. And that's what's so great in the time that we're in with technology and being able to have resources and get answers to pretty much anything that we want to. So Vincent, what can you call, when can you call an attorney? What is the best question that you're going to ask them at that first initial phone call?
And I guess this is just me kind of in general, because I think this goes for professionals really as a whole. I think, and a client actually did this recently to me the other day, and he asked, what is your philosophy on cases like mine?
That's a great question.
Because jumping into what is your situation and all of that, I mean, sure, you know that, but what is your approach, right? And I think that matters, right? Be it mortgage, obviously I'm an attorney, but him asking me that particular question, you know, it got me thinking and saying, all right, well, am I the sort that wants to listen?
Yes.
Am I the sort that wants to understand that you can be heard here? Am I the one that wants to just run to court as a solve-all for everything? What is my philosophy? And so I think that is a really good way to start. I've talked again on the show about match and having a good attorney that fits you.
Of course.
Well, whatever your internal philosophy is, maybe on life or your outlook or your own paradigm or framework, if you find an attorney that can answer that question in a way that makes you feel good or that is in alignment with your own personal goals or interests, I think that's a great place to start versus how many times have you won, how many times have you lost? Well, that depends on the case, depends on the scenario. Why did I take that? And ultimately, does that even really help you? You really want somebody that knows what they're talking about and that their personality fits yours.
Yep, makes sense.
And if they can kick butt on the side too, that's great.
Exactly. That's a really good thing when you're hiring for an attorney. So Vincent, expectations. How does your expectations factor into the overall cost of hiring an attorney?
Yeah, expectations are huge. I could go on and on, but I know time does not allow. So I would say knowing what you want to get, right? At least being upfront about that, saying, well, if I am ordering a lot, well, then it would go to follow, then this might cost me a lot. If you are saying, ultimately, I am wanting X, well, then adjust your expectations to that. And I would say that's a lot of the work that we do as in our firm on top of the legal side, but the counseling, saying you may want this, but frankly, given the market and the way your house is set up, it's just not going to sell for that, or it's just not going to work out in that way. And understanding that you might not get what you want, especially in divorces. If we're getting that 50%, we're actually doing very good.
Yeah. So, Vincent, I got a minute to take us to commercial.
Man.
What is, I know, never enough time. What is something that you'd like to leave our my listeners with?
I'll keep it short then. So do your research. Make your copies and think about your overall objectives. What is it that you want?
Love that, Vincent. Thank you so much for being here and look forward to, of course, having you come back again really soon.
Thank you, Tina.
And congratulations again on your recognition. You deserve it.
Thanks.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, the state of the second home market in 2018. Wolf Pulse with Windermere Yarrow Bay right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.